name is Garrett Barber, and my thesis is teens should be able to read censored or banned books. Banning books about sensitive topics makes it harder for teens to open up to adults. My reason for this is a quote by Jay Asher, the author of 13 Reasons Why. What's troubling to me is that these are issues adults know that teens deal with. Nothing not writing about them makes them something that we don't or can't talk about. This basically says that if the topics that teens are going through in their teenage years are not written about in literature, or they don't see a lot of, because, I mean, they are sensitive topics, and people tend to try and preserve the innocence of, you know, kids who haven't been exposed to stuff like that. But the reality is, if they have, and they don't see that in literature or in the TV shows they watch or in the media that they take in and absorb, they get this idea of that they can't talk about their issues and experiences to anyone who might have some knowledge on the subject or who has been through the issues themselves, i.e. adults or their parents. My second reason for my thesis is knowledge is power, and everyone should be able to access all literature and databases for their own enrichment and enlightenment. However, laws are made for a reason. My reason for this is a quote from an article. Knowledge shouldn't be forbidden, but we should control the way knowledge is used. This means that, like I said, laws are made for a reason. Everyone should be able to access all knowledge for their own enrichment because it breeds understanding, and people can become more understanding that we're all just humans and we can all get along together and do great things with the knowledge that we've obtained throughout the ages. However, with the knowledge that we have also comes power, and people tend to abuse power if they acquire too much or if they feel like it's in their own best interest. So laws are made in order to govern how people use the knowledge that we've acquired. My third reason is books containing possibly controversial topics can shed light on different ideas and influence us to be more understanding of people with different viewpoints or opinions. So that kind of touches on my second reason, but my explanation for this is a quote from an article. I think these lists are really about trying to suppress the banned books lists, are trying to suppress, sequester, or ban ideas that defy or question our conventions, what we consider normal. So many of the books found on them squarely address our brokenness as a people or our broken systems, and they explore the human heart and mind in ways that can change one forever. This means that people should read banned books in order to expose themselves to new ideas or topics. This keeps people from staying inside their comfort zone and thinking only a certain way. If we are exposed to new philosophies or ideas, then we become more understanding of everyone else and can also learn a different way of thinking that we might find better.